I actually got to help my dad sell a house today. I helped show the family what a great house it is.
That makes me think. How well do I advertise my heavenly home? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If you've ever read a real estate ad where someone's trying to sell a house, it can make the house sound very attractive. But did you know that your life is like an ad for your heavenly home? The way you live your life should show how Jesus has transformed you. And when you show His love to others, you're like a billboard for heaven. It's one way to follow what Jesus says in Mark chapter 16. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." And now let's listen to our story. It's called A Young Real Estate Agent. Just as Jaden was about to leave for school, he learned it had been canceled because of a furnace breakdown. "Why don't you come to work with me today?" said Dad, who was a real estate agent. "I've got a couple house tours." That morning, they met Mr. and Mrs. Pearson, who were moving from another town. "Since our boys couldn't come along to look at houses, it will be good to have you with us, Jaden," said Mrs. Pearson. "One of our sons is about your age." Jaden didn't like the first house they toured. It was too big and fancy looking for him. The second house seemed dark inside, and the rooms were small. "Now, this is my kind of house," Jaden said when they reached the third place. "That tree would be perfect for a tree house." The inside of the house was even better. "There are lots of hiding places in here," he said with shining eyes. "I think you just made your first sale, Jaden," Mr. Pearson said after they looked around. "If you like this house, we're sure our boys will like it too." On Sunday, Jaden pulled a piece of paper out of his Bible after church. "You're not going to believe this, Dad. We had to make a real estate ad for heaven in Sunday school today. Want to see what I wrote?"
"Sure do."
Dad took the paper and read it aloud. "A mansion built just for you on a street of gold. No bedrooms because there's no night. No hospitals nearby because there is no sickness. The entire city is decorated with fabulous jewels. Cost? Nothing. It has already been paid for by Jesus and is a gift to anyone who trusts in Him. And best of all, Jesus is there." Dad smiled. "That's great. But don't forget that we advertise through our actions and attitude as well as our words. Just like Mr. and Mrs. Pearson saw how excited you were about that house, we can let others see the joy of having Jesus in our lives and the peace of knowing we'll spend eternity with Him. And we can show them His love through our actions." Jaden nodded. "Then hopefully they'll want to spend eternity in heaven with Him too." Well, how about you? How many advertisements do you see in a day? Ads can make things sound too good to be true, but the good news that Jesus paid for our sins so we could spend eternity with Him is true. The Bible gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like when Jesus gets rid of sin, sickness, and death forever and makes everything new. Let others see His love, joy, and peace in your life and tell them how they can live with Him forever too. Our key verse is Mark 16:15.
Jesus told them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone."
And our key thought, advertise your heavenly home. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I would love to help you answer it. Your question could also be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Send me your question today at keysforkids.org/heyzach. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.